Welcome to Into the Music, brought to you by Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Into the Music. We have a very special guest with us on today's show. John Melzer is a jazz and blues pianist who happens to be 100 years old and still going strong. He has a fantastic story that we want to share with all of you. So welcome to the show, John.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. How are you today?
Oh, just wonderful.
Excellent. Good to hear. So we're going to start right at the beginning, John. You were born in Philadelphia in 1923, and you moved to Milwaukee when you were five. Your parents had a player piano that came along from Philadelphia to Milwaukee. Did that piano or anyone in your home that played, what inspired you to take up the instrument?
Well, I just sat at that thing for a couple of years. And finally, my mother and father said, well, maybe you'd like to take lessons, because it just fascinated me and I liked to hear the music. So they said yes, and then we got a piano teacher. Luckily, I didn't get a piano teacher like my brother. My brother was 4.5 years older, Stanley, and he had a teacher that I don't know anybody else did this. But when he made a mistake, she hit him with a ruler. Now, that's not the way to teach people how to play piano or any other instrument.
No.
So anyway, I was lucky to get a man by the name of Roger Taylor. And when you start piano lessons, you always get classical music, kind of. So when I got going about 1.5, 2 years, he says, what kind of music would you like? So I told him popular music, and then he started me on that. Well, after that, he decided he couldn't make a living giving piano lessons and went to Chicago and became an optometrist. So I lost him. But before he went, he said to me, well, John, he says, you know, you can take pupils and, make a little money on giving lessons, because you can go pretty far. So that's what I did. So on weekends from school, then I gave piano lessons. I found it very easy to get more people because they just would tell somebody else. I charged a whole quarter, which was a lot of money in the Depression. And then from that, in high school, I started getting interested in joining a band or something. So four fellas got together. There was a sax, drums, bass, and piano. So the first time that we went out to play, the man where we played said, I can't pay you anything, but whatever you get, that's it. So, well, what do you know? We got 50 cents to divide for four people. Well, that was the beginning of my professional career. And one time we played in an amateur show at a local theater. And then from there, I got to go into bigger, big bands. In the big band, the piano player doesn't play much. All he does is play chords mostly, and once in a while there's a couple measures of music that you fill in, or like some of the pieces you started out. But I really enjoyed it. There were some pieces I just loved, like St. Louis Blues played by Glenn Miller's arrangement in March time. If you've ever heard that, I think you might fall in love with it.
Well, speaking of St. Louis Blues, we're going to listen to you playing that right now. So this is John Melzer playing St. Louis Blues.
This piece is St. Louis Blues, and it was the first piece that the black people had a chance to have their music shown all over the country. Up to that time, nobody recorded any of the black music before 1914. But Mr. W.C. Handy, who wrote this piece, he was the first one that got a chance at that. So this went to the East Coast and all over the country, actually. And they got their, the black people got their break, and the white people discovered the blues. And that's where they got the big break from. And from there, it became a standard in the country. Okay, here it is, St. Louis Blues.
So back at the time that you were playing in the big bands and such, what was the music climate like in the area that you were playing in. Now, I assume you were playing in the Milwaukee area.
Well, yes, we were playing in the Milwaukee area, and there was always times when you could get jobs at the schools, like Whitefish Bay or something like that. So we played the schools, played in a couple different bands. One of them was called Art Stamm and His Sweet Sailing Swing. and the other one that I can think of was the Carl Musman Band, which they just took their name. Now, most of them, that's what they did then. But it was a lot of fun. We didn't get paid a lot, but to tell you the truth, the Carl Musman Band, we said about atmosphere. Well, the one place we played was on South 16th Street, and it was called Bonk's Hall. I doubt if there's anybody in the audience that ever heard of it. But it was a kiddie place. But I have to tell you that they had beer there and wine, and the kids and the cops were walking around. So we realized that somebody was getting something under the cover.
Right.
So anyway, and the smoke was just awful. And I did not smoke cigarettes. I never tried a cigarette. So, you talk about atmosphere. That was the atmosphere. From there, though, the war came, of course, and I met Dolores down at METC. And then, of course, that kind of interrupted the music. However, when I got into service in Denver, we were at Lowry Field and the Air Force Base, and they had a great big grand piano in the rec place. So I would go over there. They gave you music. The Army gave us a little sheet music, and from that I played, and they sang songs together like you may have seen in movies. So that was fun. Before that, there was one fellow that played the violin. Well, he asked me if I wanted to accompany him and play at a church, and that was in Camp Grant when I first got in, which was only there 8 weeks. So, and then after that, I was on the train going to Greenville, South Carolina, and that was where we trained for B-25, the plane that I flew on. And this fellow says to me, hey, he says, I mentioned I played piano, a group of guys talking. And he says, oh, when we get there, I can get you off of KP and all that. Oh, how's that? Well, we're going to put on programs. So then I got the I didn't have to go to PAP. We practiced in one of the hangars and had little programs. So I played piano for that. And that was about it as far as in the services music.
Okay. You returned home from war in about 1946, married Dolores.
Yeah.
And you began studying classical piano at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music at that time. What sparked your interest in studying classical piano?
Well, at that time I was between what did I want to do in my life for a job. So I loved the music, but I took the lessons because you have to have classical music if you're going to be a teacher. So, and I don't know, it was located across from METC. That's where it was. And so Miss Quast was my teacher, and she was very nice. And one time I kidded her. I says, I'll show you how to play jazz, and you tell me. And then give me my lessons free. Actually, the government paid for the lessons because I didn't have to pay anything. It's under the GI Bill. But then I figured out, you know, oh, there's 40 hours in a week. If I work 40 hours giving lessons, that's okay. But I couldn't get by with that. Could I get by with 60 hours? Not at the level I was playing. Because the only people that can really make any money are the concert pianists that can teach, you know, and the famous jazz guys. They give lessons, too, occasionally. So I decided that I don't think I could support a family on that. So sure. Then I went to Marquette and graduated. To continue the music part at Marquette, they had a sign up that said piano player on it. So I answered the ad, got the job from them, and I was in a big band. Now, that was the best band that I was in. It was called Rob Richards. And the name came from one of them was named Robert, one of them was named Richard. That's how they got Rob Richards. But we stayed together a lot for quite a long time. I think it was probably 6 years. And I enjoyed that. We played at the old hotel downtown, Plankington House. They had a nice grand piano and a stand, and it was really nice. And they were very good salespeople. They catered to this lady that ran it. And we had, well, I think we got all of the music that was given there. So that was nice. After that, my music career ended, and then for a long, long time. And then we moved out to Mequon later in the years, and my friend that was on the band, one of the band guys that ran the half of the band, called me and said somebody wanted a piano player. So I went to that, and then I played in a band. We all had the United States Army Air Corps uniforms, and that played in that a while. And the funny part there was that they asked me to play Dixieland. Well, I never played Dixieland. So they gave me a book. I took it home and studied it a little. Then I get there, and they never really rehearsed. They just started playing. So I was a little bit iffy on that because it's a little faster, and you get solos, too. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. So that was about the end of my career. I haven't played. Oh, yeah, well, now I should mention that through all this time, I was giving lessons to my children, Daryl and Marlene. And then I gave lessons to the grandchildren, which are four of them. We got Karen, and we got Michael, and we got Ann and James. So, and then now I'm was giving lessons to the great-grandchildren, of which there are six. However, only three of them are taking lessons over the phone, or whatever you want to call Zoom.
Sure.
So it's been a lot of fun in the music part. And I just think that anybody don't have to be professional or anything like that, but you can really enjoy music. And should try it. Doesn't have to be the piano, just as long as it's something in music.
Yeah. Well, that sounds so good. Well, we're going to wind up this episode right now. And John will be back with us on our next show as well. So, John, thank you for joining us today. And we'll pick up again where we left off here on our next episode. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Into the Music. It's a presentation of Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay. Check us out at jasperguitarcompany.com as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Odyssey.com. If you'd like to contact us, please write us at podcast@jasperguitarcompany.com. We'll see you next time we get into the music. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Into the Music, brought to you by Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin. See you next time.